Okay, we're going to go into the world of Hanukkah for a little while now. Okay, Amar Rav Huna. There's no Mishnayos about Hanukkah for a variety of reasons. Some say that because Hanukkah was so fresh, they weren't allowed to write it down as Torah Shabbat Peh, because only those things that they were forgetting were they allowed to write down. The Hanukkah was mamish in the period of the time that the, immediately after that, when the Mishnah was being written. The others say that Hanukkah celebrates Torah Shabbat Peh, so they left Hanukkah as Torah Shabbat Peh. They didn't write it down to retain it as Torah Shabbat Peh. And the famous word that they say is that since the Chashmonaim usurped the kingdom, Rabbi Yudah Nasi, who came from David HaMelech, from Malchus Beis David, didn't want to mention Hanukkah in the Mishnah as a reprisal for the Chashmonaim. But that's not accepted by everybody. Okay, so Hanukkah is mentioned in, and the reason it's in Masechet Shabbos, there's a lot of ideas, the connection between Hanukkah and Shabbos, but the simple idea is, since we're talking about lighting candles, so the Chachamim found the place to sneak in Hanukkah is in Balnei Madlikin. Okay, Omer Rav Huna. Psilos v'shomin sh'omru Chachamim ein madlikin bohen b'Shabbos, ein madlikin bohen b'Chanukah, bein b'Shabbos, bein b'Chol. Rav Huna said that the psilos and shmonim that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use on Hanukkah, whether it's during the week or on Shabbos either. Omar Rava, my time of the Rav Huna, why does Rav Huna hold that you can't use the Shmonim, that you can't use on Shabbos for Hanukkah, whether it's weekday or Shabbos Hanukkah? Kisavar kofsa zakukla, because he holds that if the candles go out, you're required to relight them. And therefore, if you use something that's very possible to go out, we're afraid you may not light it again. Right? Since you have a constant chiyuv to see to it that it's burning, right, so Lamaisa, we're afraid that if it doesn't burn well, you won't fulfill that chiyuv. And therefore, even during the week, you have to use oils that are kosher for Shabbos, that burn well, and not oils that we're afraid may go out. Umotur lishtamish la'ora. He also holds, you're allowed to use the light of the Hanukkah menorah. Since you're allowed to use the light on Shabbos, what's it called? We're afraid that you'll use the lights of the Hanukkah candles, and you'll come to, if it's not good oil, like any light, you'll come to tip it. So therefore, since he holds that you're allowed to use the light, Shabbos you can't use oils that are no good for Hanukkah. And since he holds kofsa zakukla, during the week also, what's it called? Tosis here asks, right, very simple question. How do we know bichlal that he holds you're allowed to use the light? Maybe Shabbos and weekdays, the same reason, because kofsa zakukla. So Tosa says, because it wouldn't have said Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, if it was all the same reason. It's obviously there's a separate reason for Shabbos, a separate reason for Chol. Other Rishonim learn that even if you hold Kofsa Zakukla, that's only during the week. But Shabbos, where it's impossible to put it back on, right? So there, you're an Onis, we say Kofsa Ein Zakukla. Right? And therefore, if he didn't hold Kofsa Zakukla, he wouldn't hold Shabbos, if that was the only reason, Shabbos should be allowed to light with the bad oils. It must be that you're allowed to use the light, and therefore we're afraid you'll use the light and come to tip the candle, so Shabbos it's also awesome. So that's what, Rav Huna says. Rav Huna holds kofsa zakukla and mutter lehishtamesh li'ora. And both of those reasons together make it usher to use bad oils either on Shabbos or during the week. Rav Chisda Omar, Madlikin Bohem Bechol, Avalo B'Shabbos. Rav Chisda says you're allowed to use these oils that are no good during the week, but not on Shabbos. Why? Kesavar Kofsa Ein Zakukla, Umutter L'Shlamish La'ora. He holds that if it goes out, you don't have to rekindle it. Therefore, during the week, we're not afraid if you use bad oils that it'll go out and you won't rekindle it because you don't have to rekindle it anyway. As long as it had the potential to burn, and even the bad oils have the potential to burn, right, that's good enough. But on Shabbos, he holds that you're allowed to use the light. And if you use bad oils, you may come to use the light and read by it or whatever, and you're going to be, end up being mata of, the tilting the candle, and be mechal Shabbos. So Shabbos, you can't use the oils that are no good, but during the week you can. because he holds kotsa ein zakukla, but mutter l'shtamish laura. Amrav zera amrav masna, v'amri lo amrav zera amar rav, shilo sushmanim shomru chachon, ein madlikim ben b'shabes, madlikim ben b'chanukah, ben b'chol ben b'shabes. Third opinion, that you're allowed to use the bad oils on Chanukah both during the week and on Shabbos. Amrav Yirmiya, my time at the Rav, what's Rav's reason? Kesavar kotsas ein zakukla, he holds that if it goes out, you don't have to relight it, and therefore during the week you're allowed to use the bad oils, because we're not afraid it's going to go out, and that you won't rekindle it, because you don't have to rekindle it. The Asur l'shtamish laura, and he also holds you're not allowed to use the light of the Shabbos, of the Chanukah candles. Therefore there's no chance you're going to tilt the lamp, because you can't use the light anyway. So Shabbos you're allowed to use it because Asur l'shtamish laura, and during the week you're allowed to use them because kofsa ein zakukla. You don't have to rekindle it, as even if it goes out, you've yotzei the mitzvah.
Shabbos you use in the menorah.
What?
In the menorah you can use the
other kind of oil. Right.
Not for Shabbos.
No, we're talking about Chanukah, only Chanukah.
We
know Shabbos. Well, on Shabbos or during the week, there's different reasons why. Right, but you're allowed to use on Shabbos in the Chanukah menorah bad oils because you can't use the light anyway. So there's no way you're going to come to tilt the candle. Amru amrua rabbanan kameda baye mishmed rabbi Yirmiya velo kibla. Right, the rabbanan said this halacha in the name of rabbi Yirmiya. Right, that a kofsa ein zakukla v'asu v'shtamish laora, and they weren't makabelit. He also, so they said this in front of Abaye, and he, in the name of Yirmiya, and he didn't hold Rav Yirmiya was so cautious, so he didn't pass him like that. He also, Ravin, when Ravin came, and this seems to be many years later, Amrua Rabbanan Kameid Abaye Mishmeid Rav Yochanan, the Kibla. Later on, they said it in the name of Rav Yochanan, and he was Makabal at his halacha. Rav Yochanan was more cautious. Omar Izakoi Gemirte Lishmaisim Ikora, and Abaye said, if I was Zoche, I would have accepted this halach and passed him like this earlier, years before. The verse is v'ha gamra. In the end, the ma'aseh he did accept it. What's an aftamina? An aftamina l'girsa of the ankasa. That what you learn when you're younger stays with you more. Had he passed him like that and accepted it when he was younger, it would have been a stronger shmua to him. Okay, it's mashma over here. The girsa of the ankasa doesn't only mean when you're young and you're a child, but whatever you learn when you're younger, right? Even if it's just a few years difference, also stays with you more, right? The younger you are, the more fresh your mind is, right? So it doesn't apply only to children. Okay, Rashi. Kofsa near Chanukah, zakuk lo l'takna. Right, if it goes out, you are required to fix it. Hilkach tzorech l'chatchila l'asos yofa. Therefore, you have to l'chatchila make it something that will stay on, Dilma Pasha Velo Masakinla. Because maybe you will be posheya, you'll forget, or you'll be derelict, negligent, and you won't fix it up. And then you won't be able to the mitzvah. So since you're required to see to it that it burns the full amount of time, right? And if it goes out, you're required to relight it, we're afraid you won't relight it, and therefore you have to use oils that don't need to be relit. He also holds you're allowed to use the Chanukah lights, right? And therefore afraid on Shabbos that you use the lights, and if they're not good oil, right, the flame's not good, you'll come to tip the lamp. We have Rav Chisda holds that you don't have to relight the Chanukah lights. Therefore, you can use oils that are not great, because even if it goes out, nishkeferla. V'asu l'shtamish laura, she'en nikr shu ner mitzvah v'lekel l'meches l'hatoya. And you're not allowed to, what's it called, to use the lights of the Chanukah candles. And Rashi says, why not? In order there should be nikr that it's for ner mitzvah, that you're doing it for a mitzvah, not to do it for light. So therefore, the Chachamim asr using the lights of Chanukah, in order there should be a hecker. And therefore, we're not afraid that you'll come to tip the lamp because you can't use the lights anyway. The lo kibla shelo choshvo lismoch al dvorav. He didn't hold Rav Yirmiya so choshev to rely on him to paskin like him. Izakoy ilu ha'isi zoche lalomda ha'isi gorsa kishmaisa rishon. If I was zoche, right, I would have heard it from somebody. I would have accepted it earlier, right? and not we have to wait years later to accept it in the name of Yochanan. What a person learns when he's young lasts longer than when he learns when he's older. Okay. Okay, Viraminhi. The kafsa in Zokukla. You mean to tell me that if it goes out, you don't have to relight it? Right? That comes out from what's it called? Basically, two out of the three hold kafsa in Zokukla. We'll get, we finish the Omid. We'll try to cover as much as we can here what there is to talk about. We can't go through all the halachas of Hanukkah, but some of the interesting in Yonim. And if there's time, we'll do it tomorrow or whatever. We may not finish the full Omid here. Okay. Smar says the kofsa ain't zokukla. If it goes out, you don't have to put it back on. That's the consensus of two out of the three of the Amoraim. Ramini, I'll bring you a contradiction to that. Mitzvasa mishetishka hachama ad shetichlu regel min ashuk. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is from the time that the sun sets, that's the beginning of the time, ad shetichlu regel min ashuk, until people are no longer in the shuk. That's the span of time that the Hanukkah lights have to be lit. My lav di kofsa hodermadikla. Doesn't that mean that it has to burn all that time? What is the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah? It should be burning from the time that the sun sets till there's no people in the shuk. Mashma, that you have to make sure that it burns that entire time. So what is this low? Di lo adlik madlik. If you haven't lit by then, that's the time to light. You have to light sometime between the sun setting and people leaving the shuk. But if you didn't light by then, lechara, then you can't light anymore. That is the time for lighting Hanukkah menorah. Doesn't mean it has to burn all that time. It just means that sometime in that span, you have to light the candles. That is the span of time within which you have to light. The inami, another possible answer, right? The shiure. In fact, the Marami Prague is medayik, that since it doesn't say the boyis ema, it's not two different answers. This one or this one. It's both of them. Both are true. We'll see that other Achronim, Rishonim argue on that. But Inami L'Shiure, or another possible answer, is that the Shir, it has to burn that amount of time. It has to have enough of oil to be able potentially to burn that amount of time. But it doesn't have to actually burn that amount of time. You have to have enough oil that it should be able to burn that amount of time. But if it taka, you had that much of oil, and potentially it could have burned, and you lit it and went out, then you're not mechuyev to relight it. So there's no stira from this to kofsa ein zakukla, because it's not talking about the fact that it has to burn this entire amount of time. It either has to be potentially able to burn that time, or that's the time zone within which to light Hanukkah menorah. Okay, Rashi. L'shiura, shehei boshemen kishir hazeh, should have enough oil to potentially burn that amount of time. However, it doesn't have to actually burn that amount of time, and therefore if it went out, you don't have to put it back on. Okay. Achetichla regel min ashuk, what does that mean? Till people, the feet, achetichla regel min ashuk, until people, are no longer frequenting the market. Okay, I think the Chidush Arim says, Achetichla regel min hashuk means you have to light Hanukkah menorah until you give up your habits. Right? It doesn't become habitual. Regel means hergel. Right? Until you, don't do it as a habit, but you think about what you're doing, that's the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. Do it, Achetichla regel min hashuk, until you get rid of your doing it habitually. The ad kama, what does that mean? So what's Achetichla regel min hashuk? Omar Rabba Bar Barchana, Omar Yochanan, ad dekalya rigla de Tarmudoi, until the Tarmudoi leave the shuk. Okay, Rashi, what's Tarmudoi? Rigla de Tarmudoi. Shem umma malakte eitzim dakim. This mashram Rashi, these are goyim. It's the name of a people who gather wood. Umisakten b'shuk ad shahochem b'nei ashuk lebateihem mishachshecha umavirim b'vateihem. Or okay, so Rashi learns the Tarmudai are name of a people who gather wood, and they're there in the shuk later than anybody else, because they're around scavengering for wood, and anybody who needs wood for fire gets it, buys it from them. So they're the last people who leave the shuk. So it means the very latest time that people are still in the shuk. It's mashma from here that there's an Indian appears to Meinisa even for Goy. Because nobody else is around. Right? People aren't walking around. The simple idea is, right, that if there's nobody around, then there's nobody going to see your Hanukkah lich because they lit outside. So if people aren't walking around, and it's mashma, these people were the last people in the shuk are Goy. And still, there's an Indian appears to Meinisa. What?
Maybe it's the customer.
Yeah, but then the other people are still in the shuk. Right? Why have to say the Tarmudoi? And Echonami, it could be that since they're around, other people are also around. They may not be in the shuk, they may be other places. It could
the
be.
The ones that go to buy the wood.
The wood, that's what he said, the customers. But then it should say, until the customers aren't there anymore. Why you talk about the Tarmudoi? Okay.
What
does it mean about Kaba? What? No, Ad Kaba means, how much is that? Lamaisa, what is Tichur Regal in a shuk? In other words, what you said, what is that shiur? Right? When do you know tichur regel ben ashuk? Right, the last person who leaves the shuk, the majority of people. So Gemara says the way of knowing is when the Tarmudoi leave. They're the last people who are in the shuk. When they leave, that's called tichur regel ben ashuk. That's what means I come. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, mitzvah Chanukah ner ishu beso. The major, the base mitzvah of Chanukah is everybody has one candle in one household. One candle per household. Okay? You light for the whole household one candle. No more than that. Bahamahadrin, somebody who's mahadr b'mitzvahs, ner l'kol echad ve'echad. Everybody lights their own candle. One candle. But everybody lights one candle. We'll see what that means. Right, you light a candle for everybody, or everybody lights their own candle, right? But ner lechol echad, a ner for each one. So you have 10 people in the house, you light 10 candles, or each one lights one candle, and a total of 10 candles. Ba'mahadrin min ha'mahadrin, and if you want to be extra mahadr, be'sham me'omrim yom rishon madlik shmona, mikan ve'elich poches v'holek. Be'sham, I said that the first day you light 8, and then you decrease every day one less. Ubeisilah omrim yom rishon madlik achas, and Beisilah say you light the first day one candle, mikan ve'elich mosiv olich, and every day you add a candle. Omar ula pligi batriam uroy v'marava, Rav Yossi bar Ovin, Rav Yossi bar Zvida, right? Two Rav Yossis, bar Ovin and bar Zvida, argue in Eretz Yisrael about the reasoning of Beishami Beisilah. Chad omar tamed Beishami keneged yomim hanichnasim. The time of the Beis Hillel connected Yomim HaYotzim. One explained the reason for Beisham Beis Hillel, that they're corresponding to either the days that are yet to come, okay? In other words, the first day of 8 days to come, 7 days, 6 days, 5 days, that's Beisham, right? Or the days that have passed, 1 day's passed, 2 days passed, 3 days passed. You're looking at how many days have gone by or how many days are yet to come, right? That's the machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel. The Chad Omer time of the Beishami can I get Pori Achad, the time of the Beishil, the Malam Bekodesh Vemoridin. And one said the reason is a different reason. That Beishami says that it's like Pori Achad on Sukkot. And there's always a connection between Chanukah and Sukkot. Sukkot is 8 days, Chanukah is 8 days. And in Megillas Chashmonoim, it says that the year that they instituted Chanukah, the year of the Muhammad's with the Yevonim, they weren't able to take Esrog and Lulav. And what's it called in the Beis Hamikdash for sure not, and they weren't able to take Esrog and Lulav, and therefore when they came back and were rededicated to the Beis Hamikdash, Zecher to that, they took Esrog and Lulav in the middle of what's it called, in the middle of the winter. Stam is a Zecher. So, Lemaisa, there's a connection between Chanukah and Sukkot. Also in the Torah, right after the Yomim Tovim in Emor, right after Finch is speaking about Sukkot, it says the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros and the Menorah. Right after that. So there's a kesher between Hadlokas HaMenorah and Sukkot. So the Maisa of Keneged Pori Achad, we find by Sukkot that when you brought the Pori Achad, so the first day was what's it called, 14, then 13, then 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, altogether 70. But it went in descending order. So to the Neiros of Hanukkah go in descending order, and what the kesher is between Pori Achad and Neiros Hanukkah is not for now. Right, there's hundreds of ideas. The time in Beis Hillel says Malim Bekodesh Vemoridin, that you always go up with Kedusha. So if you start with one, the next day two, three, you don't decrease when it comes to Kedusha. The Neiros of the Menorah are Kodesh, right? Neiros Halalu Kodeshim. So Malim Bekodesh, you always increase when it comes to Kedusha. That's the reason of Beis Hillel. Omer Rabba Bar Barchan Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Zekenim Hori Bet Sidon. There were two Zekenim in Sidon. Echad Osa Kadei Shamai, the Echad Osa Kadei Shil. One of them did like a Shamai, that they lit his Chanukah menorah in descending order. And one did like a Shil in ascending order. Zendo Sing Tam Litvor Keneged Pori Achag. And this one explained why he was doing what he was doing, because it corresponds to Pori Achag, where you go down. Zendo Sing Tam Litvor, the Malam Bekodesh Ve Morid. And this one said, right, that you do it because you go up, because Malam Bekodesh, you always increase when it comes to Kedusha. Rashi. Ner Ishu Beso, Ner Echad B'chol Laila. One candle per household. The Ish V'chol B'nei Beso Sogil B'ner Echad. The entire house is enough, one candle. Okay, so that's it. There's a mitzvah, the Balabais lights one candle every night. V'hamahadrin Achra Mitzvah, somebody who seeks to run after mitzvahs, right? Mahadr Achra Mitzvahs. Osin ner echod b'chol laila l'chol echod ve'echod mei abayis. Masha from Rashi, that the balabayis lights one candle per night for every member of the family. So if there's five people in the family, he lights five candles. But only one person is lighting. The balabayis lights five candles, right, because he has five people in his house. Kineged yomim hanichnosim ha'asidim lovo, the days that are yet to come. Okay? Yomim hayotzim shiyotzu kvar, the days that have already passed by. V'zeshu omei bonim l'nayotzim, and the one you're by now, since part of it already went away, you count that. So the first day you light one means one day has passed, not that it's passed completely, right? Just like by Sfiras Omer, you say hayom yom echad ba'omer, right? Doesn't mean that the day is completed, it means it started. So too, this day is already finished because it's not the full day anymore. Already part of the day has passed by, so this is the first day you light one candle. Pori hachag, mismatim v'holchim b'korbanos to Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Pinchas, the porim that you bring on Sukkot go in descending order. Malim v'kodesh v'moridim, mikro yafin l'menachos. We learn from a pasuk that you always go up when it comes to Kedusha. The perek shtei alechem. And Menachos Gemara learns this from a pasuk. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbanan. Ner Chanukah, mitzvah lanicha pesach beso mibachutz. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to put it by the door outside. Outside the door. Im hoya dor baliyah, what if you live upstairs? So you can't put it outside, right? And you have no door that leads into your house directly. You have to go up the stairs and then you go into your apartment. So meinicha bechalon asmuchu sharabin, and you put it in the window that opens to Rishus Harabin. Ubishas hasakana, when there's danger, we'll see in one second what kind of danger. Meinicha al shulchan avedayim, then you don't have to put it outside bechlal, nor do you have to put it in the window because people will see it, right? You put it on your table where you eat, and that's enough. Right? In other words, the pirsum meinicha is not for the outside. In that situation, there's a danger that if outside people see it, it may come to be a danger. Rashi will explain what the danger was. So then the pirsum meinicha is for the people inside the house. You don't have to publicize it outside. Publicize it in the house. Just put it on your kitchen table and your yotzim. Omar Rashi. Mi bachutz, mishum pirsum meinicha. The lo b'rishus harav. Not that you put it out in the public thoroughfare. Ela b'chatzero shibotayim hayu psuchim l'chatzer. But you put it in the chatzer. And there's two ways of learning Rashi. Right. One way is, in other words, what they used to have is like this. Here was the chotzer. Okay? Here was their house. The house opened into a chotzer. And they had a few houses. Here's another house, another house here, house there, all opened into this chotzer. So you had a door from your house that opened into the yard, and then from the yard you had a door that opened in, here's the Rishus Harabin. The table is the Rishus Harabin. Okay? So you went into your chotzer, and from the chotzer you went to Rishus Harabin. So some learn that Rashi means al pesach hachotzer, that you put the menorah here, not opening into Rishus Harabim, but into the chotzer. So the people in your immediate yard, right, your immediate the buildings all around that courtyard will have, that's a pirsum meinicha, but not for the public thoroughfare. Others learn that Rashi means that you put it here at the door of the chotzer that opens to Rishus Harabim, but not on the outside in Rishus Harabim, but on the inside of the chotzer. Okay, there's two ways of learning Rashi. The first way is the Iker way in Rashi, that the menorah is put on the door to the chotzer, the door from the house to the chatzar, not the door from the chatzar to the Rishus Haram. You put it closest to your house. Okay. Vimhaya dor ba'aliyah, if you live on a second floor, she'ein lo mokum b'chatzer al nichosham, there's no place in the chatzar to put the menorah, and from here it's mashma from Rashi, that what's it called, that if you live in the aliyah, so you don't have an access to the chatzar. Right, your access is not through the chatzar. So then, what's it called? You have like steps that go from down from the shusharabim to your second floor. So then you put it in the window. Meinicho bifnim keneged chalon asomot shvarim. Put it inside, opposite a window that opens to the shusharabim. Hasakana shoyim the parsoim chok biyom edom shelo yaviru ner elo beis avodazora shelohem. Right, in the times of the Persians, on their holidays, they used to have a law that you couldn't light fires anywhere except in their base of Avodah Zarah. Can I read them begin? And therefore, if they caught you lighting fires, you could be killed or hurt or fined or whatever. And most born in Sakon of here is not Sakonis Nefashis. I don't need a Gemara to tell me that Sakonis Nefashis, you put it from near Hanukkah completely. It's talking Sakonah, there'll be hatred, Sakonah, that you'll get fined. Sakana, whatever sakana. Okay. So then it's enough just to put it in the house and not light it outside the cloud. And the pirsumei nisa will be for the people in the house, not for the outside. Omar Rava, Tzorech ner acheres l'shtamish la'ora. You need another candle. Since we hold ner Chanukah is osur l'shtamish la'ora, you're not allowed to have benefit from the Chanukah lights itself. Right, if you want to pass this, if you want to use the Hanukkah lights, you have to have another candle there to be able to use it. The Ika Madura lo tzorich. But if there's a bonfire nearby, you don't need a special other candle. The bonfire will take the place. You're being the henna from the bonfire. The E Adam Choshevu, if you're an important person and don't use the bonfire, right? You don't. You're too important to read by a bonfire, right? You have candles for reading. Then even if you have a bonfire, right, you still need another candle. According to this, if you have electricity, electric lights burning where you have your Ner Chanukah, and nobody's too chashuv to use electric lights, then you don't need a shams. Right, the chara. Okay, we'll see. But in any case, that's what it should be from this Gemara, that if you have other light sources, you don't need a special shams, unless you don't use that light source for reading or whatever, right, because it's beneath your dignity. But if it's not beneath your dignity and everybody uses electricity, so then what's it called? You don't need another candle. Okay, my Chanukah. Now that we've gotten through all the halachas, right? Now let's find out what Chanukah is all about. Right? I think there's a lesson over here that before you do discuss the tamim, what it's all about or whatever, first learn what you have to do. Right? That's a nasa v'nishma. First the nasa. Right? First this is how you light the candles, whatever. Now you want to know about Chanukah? We'll tell you about Chanukah too. But don't make that the prerequisite. First you understand what Chanukah is, what you're doing. Just know this is the mitzvah, right? You want to now go into the idea, the philosophy, what it's all about. That's the second thing. That's the nishma. So my Chanukah. What is Chanukah all about? The simple idea is, not what I just said. Simple idea is, the only reason the Gemara got into this is because we're talking about shmonim that you can't use on Shabbos. We want to know if you can use those for Chanukah. So we got into it through the halachas of Chanukah. Once we discussed the halachas, we went from halacha to halacha. But the Gemara over here couldn't have introduced this sugya with my Chanukah. What does Chanukah do anything? First, we have to introduce it with the halachas of lighting the menorah, because that has to, what connection is to what we were talking about before. Now that we've already got into Chanukah, because of that, through the back door, now what is Chanukah all about? Okay, my Chanukah. The Tanur Rabbanan. Bechotei bekislev yomei dechanuka timnanya. The Rabbanan taught in the Megillas Tainis, which we learned before was the first Torah Shabbat Peh that was written down. Right, it was the original Mishnah that was ever written down. The dates of various yomim tovim, right, that happened during Bayis Sheni, and Chanukah is mentioned there. From Chotei Kislev, Chanukah is 8 days. This is one of the more serious of those Yomim Tovim, right? That you can't, not only can't you say Hespedim, you can't fast either. Both things. Lola Mispeid and Lola Sanos Bahon. Why not? What happened? What was the miracle? What was the tzara? Kishenichnasu Yevonim Beheichal, Timu Kol Hashmonim Shebeheichal. When the Yevonim entered the Heichal, right, they were metame all the oil in the Heichal. Kishigavra Malchus Beis Chashmonoi, and when the Chashmonoim, right, overpowered the Greeks, which hints the Nitzchum, and they were successful, right, so it's hints to the wars too, right, not just to the miracle of the Shemen, but there's a hint here also that there was a war, and the Chashmonoim were victorious over the Greeks. But they looked and they couldn't find except one receptacle of Shemen, right, one flask of oil, that was put with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, and they knew that it hadn't been opened. They saw it was sealed. So the goyim weren't able to touch the oil and make a tummy. Tosa says, Lamaisa, they were gozer, that goyim are considered like zavim. We had before in the Yud Ches Dover. And if they were zavim, even if they didn't open the flask, if they moved it, it was what's it called, became tummy. So even though it was sealed, how did that help to know that the oil wasn't tummy? Tosa says, could be they weren't gozer yet, on zavim, right? They were gozer other tumas, but not as if they were zav. So they're not matami behesed, with moving. They have to matami only if they touch it. Or, Tosa says, that if they were gozer, then it was talking where it was munach bechosmo. They saw that it was connected to the ground and hadn't been moved. Right? That it was in the original place where the Kohen Gadol left it. Okay. And there was only enough in that flask to burn one day. The Meiri, what's it called, preempts the question of the Beis Yosef. And he has a girs in the Gemara, v'lohoyobo, what's it called, lahadlik afilu yomechad. It wasn't even enough to burn one day. Because the question is, why is it 8 days? The first day they had enough oil. Right? The miracle was only 7 days. So there's all hundreds and hundreds of terutzim. It's a Beis Yosef's question. But according to the Meiri's girs, so there's no kasha b'chlal. Because there wasn't enough even for the first day. So the first day was also a miracle. But the gears that we have...
If it's sealed, why can't there be enough?
What?
If we're sealed, why
no, for whatever reason, that flask didn't have enough for one day. In other words, they didn't dafka make flasks, right, that had enough oil for one day. They sealed flasks, and they used more than one. Right, that's it. Right, didn't have enough even for, what's it called, even for one day. But our gears is, it had enough for one day. So then the question is a question. So the nes happened, and they were able to light 8 days from that flask. The next year, they made it, what's it called, Yomim Tovim, Bahal v'Hodah, right? And the Yomim Tovim means that they had Halel and Hodah. Halel is what we say Halel, and Hodah is Alanisim in Shmona Esrei and in Benching. What's it called? They asked why it had to be the next year. Why didn't they do it right away? So some say facetiously they were arguing whether it was an ace or was Sitra Achra, you know, what's it called, the first year, right? That they said after the Six-Day War. What's it called? The first year there was, you know, the Satan Rebbe said it was a Sitra Achra and the others said it was an ace, so it took a year to argue. The others say that Yomim Tovim don't stand make. But you have to see if in Min HaShemayim, every year that he'ara of what happened that first year comes back. So they waited till the next year to see if Ruchnius-wise, from Shemayim, the concepts of Hanukkah came back again, what's it called, the next year. When they saw that it did, they saw they had to make a yontif. That was the idea. Yomim Tovim are not just commemorations of what happened in the past. You relive it. Every year Pesach comes around, the whole inyonim of Yetzias Mitzrayim come back into the Bria. The same thing goes with Yom Tovim de Rabbana. Also, the Inyanim of Purim come back every year. The Inyanim of Hanukkah come back every year. Yeah.
Purim was it?
What?
Didn't they make Purim that year?
Yeah, but Purim there was Nevuah. There weren't any Nevi'im here. Purim was Ruach HaKodesh, there was Nevuah, but not with Hanukkah. So Hanukkah they had to wait to see until the next year. They couldn't know from beforehand. Okay. Tnan Hossam, right? We have a Mishnah that says, Getz Hayotzi Mitachas Abayim. Here's one of the cases in the Mishnah where Hanukkah is mentioned, but only, what's it called, the peripherally. By the way, Getz Hayotzi Mitachas Apatish, somebody is a blacksmith, and he's banging on his anvil, and a spark flies, the yotz of the hizik, and it goes, and it damages somebody. Chayev. So he's chayev. He should have been more careful, right? And he's chayev. That's what's it called? Not groma, it's garmi. It's like he's shooting an arrow. Okay? So he's chayev. Gomel shetob pishtim, v'hu over b'shus harabim. If you have a camel that's carrying flax, and he's walking in b'shus harabim, v'nichnas ha-pishton l'toch ha-chanus, and his and the camel went too close to the stores, right? The stores border the Rishus HaRabim, like we learned in the first parak. And the flax, the load went into the store, and the dolk of Benir Shul Chenvoni. And the Chenvoni had his candle burning, and it got on fire, okay? Because the Tishton went into the store, right? The Hidlik Sabera, and then the whole, what's it called, the whole stores burnt down. Okay, the whole shuk burnt down. Or then, the camel started running because it was on fire, right, and it ran into somebody's house and it burned down the house. Baal HaGomel Chayiv. The Baal HaGomel is the Poshea here. He shouldn't let his camel go into somebody's store, right? He should have kept it into the Rishus HaRabim, not on the side where it could go near a candle. However, if the storekeeper put his candle outside into Rishus HaRabim, then he's a negligent one, right? Because the Baal HaGomel stayed in Rishus HaRabim. He had a right to be in Rishus HaRabim. The Chenvani had no right to put his candle out in Rishus HaRabim. If he did, then he's a negligent one. Then Chenvani chayiv. Then the storekeeper's chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, B'ner Chanukah Potter. It's interesting. According to the reason we said that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi didn't want to mention Chanukah because he was upset with the Chashmonaim, it's Davka Rabbi Yehuda who mentions Chanukah in the Mishnah. Okay? Not just Stam, right? He mentioned it because the name of somebody else. He himself mentioned Chanukah. The Ner Chanukah Potter. Amar Avina, Zos Omeres. What can I learn from here about Ner Chanukah? That Ner Chanukah, mitzvah lanicha besoch hasara. It's a mitzvah to put the candle within 10 tefachim. The Ilam Alam Yasara, because if you would be allowed to put it higher than 10 tefachim, okay, you were allowed to, what's it called, put your Ner Chanukah in Rishus HaRabim, right? You're not negligent in that. But why'd you put it so low? If you could put it high, why don't you put it higher than anybody who is walking or riding in Rishus HaRabim? You're negligent that you put it low, right? You should have realized that people walk in Rishus HaRabim, they're going to come in contact with your candle. So you should have put it up high, out of the reach of anybody walking Rishus HaRabim. But you can't say that, because halacha is you're supposed to put it within 10 tefachim of the ground. So he did what he was supposed to do. He put it in Rishus HaRabim, and he put it within 10 tefachim. You should have been careful. You know it's Chanukah. You should have been looking for Chanukah candles in Rishus HaRabim. You didn't. What's it called? You weren't concerned about that? So you're the negligent one, the camel driver. Right? The Dilma imitrucha leituva asin nu imimitzvah. Mar says, no, maybe really there's no mitzvah to put it dafka, but we don't bother the guy. Wherever you want to put it. Because if not, we start telling you where to put it, you may not put it altogether. So therefore, it's not that there's a mitzvah dafka to put it within 10 tefachim, right? But we don't want to bother the guy and tell him not to put it within 10 tefachim, right? We don't want to bother him with extra halachas, right? So therefore, he has a right to put it wherever he wants to put it, and mamele, he's not the negligent one. But not that there's an inyan dafka to put it low. And even though, what's it called, less than 10 tefachim, unless it's a midget camel, right, that's not the place it is, but that's the halacha. In other words, once you should put it low, so they made a shear of 10 tefachim, which we'll discuss tomorrow, why dafka 10 tefachim. See, two ideas. But in any case, it's not that that's what's it called, since you're allowed to put it that low, so got on fire, right? You can't tina. You were negligent. You should have put it up higher out of thing. No, because there's an inyan to put it lower to. Rashi. Ner acheres lasos heker ledover. Why do you need a shamus? That there should be a heker that this is l'shem mitzvah. Rashi doesn't say in order that you should be able to use the light, but there should be a heker, right? That if you have another candle to use for light, you know you're not using these for light. So it's mashma that you can't use the other ones for light, only the extra one. But now that you have an extra one, you know that the first ones are not for light. Okay. The iika madura eish lo tzorich ner acheres lefish mishdamish lo or hamadura the yesh hekera shaner shal mitzvahi. since you have a bonfire, so everybody knows you're using the bonfire for light, so obviously you need these neiros for mitzvah, not for light, because what do you need for light? You have a bonfire. So Rashi, the whole Rashi's are heker. That's the Indian of the Shabbos. Not that that permits you to use the Hanukkah lights, that just, what's it called, means that you have, if you need light, you have a light. So these are obviously the Shem mitzvah. If you're a person who doesn't usually use bonfires to read by, it's beneath your dignity, then because for him there's no hacker, because the bonfire is irrelevant. My Hanukkah, what is Hanukkah? What is the essence of Hanukkah? What is the nes that they made Hanukkah for? The chosmo batzneya, it was hidden away. The chosum betabato, and he signet, his signet ring, right, there was a seal with his ring, so you knew it wasn't open. The hikar shelo nogubo, they saw they didn't touch it. Rashi's mashia, not that they just didn't touch the inside, they didn't touch it bechlal. Right, like Tosu says, it was somehow they knew it wasn't moved. Hachi garsina vason yomim tovim b'halav odo, lo shasurim b'lacha, not yomim tovim, you're not allowed to do work. Shelo nikvu el likros halel, what was the kviyas? To read Hallel, the Lomar Al Anisim Behodor. That was the positive things. And we know that was a yontif, but the negative things, you couldn't fast, you couldn't say a spade. But what was the positive things was only Hallel and Hodor, not to do work. Getz, Nitzitz, a spark. Patish, Cornish Godel, Shomapachim. Big, what's it called, hammer that that they hit on the anvil. Val Gomel Chayef, Shlohayel, Lolahagdul, Bechavaliso, Shitoris, Achanos. The Balagomel shouldn't have made the path of the camel so big that it extended into the stores. The Ner Chanukah Potter, Chenvani, the Chenvani's Potter, Shebrishus Pirsum Nitzvah Hinichosham, because he was allowed to put his candle into Rishus Harabim because of the Pirsum Enisa. Zoso Neris Hodiktani Ben Ner Chanukah Potter, that which we hear that Ner Chanukah, your Potter, that you're not only allowed to put in Rishus Harabim, but you're supposed to put it low and not high. It should be within, 10 Tfachim, or it should be low. It shouldn't be higher than what's it called, that you're allowed to put it high, you have to put it low.